I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, almost half of all parents agree this is their least favorite thing about their kid's school.
Okay, I'm curious to know. Least favorite thing about their kid's school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Books.
No. Mm-mm.
I want to say the way the car line is done.
Homework, I would agree. Car line, yeah. They say fundraisers.
Oh.
When they send the kid home with something to go sell and raise money for the band or for whatever's going on.
It depends on the fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Because when my nephew was in school, they would have like pizza kits.
Yeah.
You'd buy like a kit to make your own pizza. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts are not as good.
Well,
plus, oh, I was going to say one more thing. They used to do Boston butts. They would cook a Boston butt.
Yeah.
And
what?
For like $40, you'd go to, it was Greenville High. You'd go there, go to the parking lot, and you'd get your butt. And it was hot and fresh and smoked, and it was so good, a smoked butt.
I don't think I want that for my butt.
Yeah.
It depends.
Well, and you know, I'm all about the Girl Scouts. I'm going to help them get the Clog Your Arteries badge all day long because I'll get those Girl Scout cookies. I actually hit Tom up the other day because I was needing some more.
I wonder what that box was. He brought you a box of cookies?
No, that was Girl Scout
cookies. Yeah. He ordered 6 boxes.
I told you that time I was going into the store where, you know, the Girl Scouts were set up at the table and they said, hey, you want to buy Girl Scouts? I said, I'll get some on the way out. He's like, yo, I bet you will.
Oh.
She would got the little smart aleck badge is what she got.
Yeah. It has a picture of Karen on it.
I'm like, wow, a little testy, weren't you? But I had something unusual happen to me. So kids who are homeschool, they came to my house, and they're raising money, I guess, for an educational trip to Charleston to go to the aquarium and all that.
It's called a vacation.
Yeah, it's a field trip, and so I donated some money, but is that the same as raising money for your school? Because they are homeschooled.
But what is the difference? I mean, they're still going to Charleston to see the stuff.
Yeah.
I guess it would depend on whether you're paying for his parents and sister to go, or are you just paying for his part?
I think I just funded a vacation for somebody, family.
They have to have chaperones. That's the parents and all the kids in the class.
I think it's different. If they're homeschooled and they're raising money.
Hmm.
It's just me.
I can kind of see both sides of it.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, where's those kids selling, you know, Christmas wrapping paper?
Yeah. You know, I haven't seen that lately.
I haven't either. But there are some, and I was talking to friends about it, some techniques that people use. Like there was one of my friends said they, like a sales rep, he had like a sign-up sheet, and it was in the snack room of their work, and they put a picture of their kid up. And next to the sheet, it said, had a little note that said, my mommy said that you were great coworkers and you'd buy something from me. Written by the kid.
Right.
Yeah.
So guilt trip.
Yeah, guilt trip right there.
That's funny.
The only thing I think I've sold is Girl Scout cookies. And I come in very clearly that I am offering this as a service. I am not pushing for you to buy anything. It is strictly if you're wanting them.
Well, we're not calling you out, Tom.
No, I'm just saying I don't like people that try to get you to buy crap you aren't interested in.
Well, the fundraisers, it seems like they never end now. One month it's poinsettias, the next week it's candy bars, the week after that it's Girl Scout
coupon
cookies.
Books. I can use those coupon books.
Oh yeah,
for $20.
And by the way, those world's best chocolate candy bars. Have you noticed they've about half the size they used to be?
If that, yes.
And double the price.
Yeah,
it's gone up.
And there's no Burger King coupon on the back. I didn't see.
Yeah, they used to have a coupon that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people say the boss, like the boss will hound you and try to get you to buy something that his grandson's selling for his school.
I'm like, I can't afford to, you know.
Oh, so you don't do that?
I'm like, I can't afford that, man.
He's not hounding you. He's just encouraging you to buy.
Yeah. Then you might get that raise, Tom. Yeah.
No, you won't. He'd be like, forget all about it when it comes time for your raise.
Didn't you put in for that vacation? Did you want the vacation? Buy a candy bar. That kind of thing.
Okay.
I think they also send kids, and you know, a lot of times they'll like have that sad puppy dog face if you don't buy. Like, I'll do it next time. It's almost like, you know, when you're checking out at the grocery store and they're like, hey, would you like to donate to kids that don't have anything over in Africa? And if you say no, you look like a jerk.
Well, I'll say you give them one of these eggs out of this carton.
Can you send that over?
I'm like, I'll tell you what, how much are you giving and I'll match it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's pretty mean.
Is it? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm encouraging it to double the amount given.
That's true.
And I mean, it's like they're asking me to give. I don't know if they gave or not.
Well, some parents have been arrested for actually collecting donations and spent all the money that they raised. There's a couple of stories I saw as I Googled some of this.
You can get arrested for that?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
That's like when you're selling candy bars back in the day. You'd eat 10 of them in your bedroom. And then when you go to turn in the money, hey, Mom.
Yeah, Mom. I'm short. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, 10.
Or your dad would eat them.
Yeah.
But yeah, you end up having to pay that difference.
Mm-hmm. Guess you ain't going to band camp this year then, are you?
Going to jail.
But almost half the parents agree that that's their least favorite thing about the kids' school.
Hmm.
Wow. That's
yeah. I here's something we end up doing, too, is my son or daughter will be in a class or in a function, and they'll say, listen, you can do this many community service hours, or you can buy this donation box that goes to kids in some country and helps them out. And we're like, how many boxes can we buy exactly? Because it's like it's almost like those companies that they buy carbon credits so they can pollute. It's like we just buy the way through the service so we don't have to do the service.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and it's not because I want my kids to be lazy. It's because I don't want to have to help with it.
Right.
It's not about spoiling my kids. It's about spoiling me.
Okay.
Because dad don't want to have to go out and walk with them wherever they got to go or do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember when you were a kid, you had to do those things for like every lap you ran, it would be 10 cents?
Walk America or something like that.
Yes, UNICEF or something. I did not do well with that. My sponsors didn't have to pay squat.
We used to do that. We used to walk those all the time.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And UNICEF, I remember I was a kid, I went around with a UNICEF box that wasn't real because I didn't realize that was wrong. And I had to go back every house and give them their money back.
Oh, my parents
made me. I had to give. I went to this, collected money. And
people I just talked about.
But I was a kid. I didn't realize that was wrong. I was just like, collected for me.
Easy way to get money right here. Right?
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. He's going to grow up to have a sign on Woodruff Road. We'll work for food.
A lot of times, though, kids will just hand you the paper. You got to do all the homework. Like, well, they don't even know what they're selling. They're like, my mom said I have to come do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, do your research at least.
I was like, you read that to me out loud and I'll give you something.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There are some sounds that just drive us crazy.
Yeah, get this one. This one.
Kato hates whenever anyone eats anything around him.
Well, it is enhanced by the microphone. And, you know, it just
by the way,
makes
it for bigger. The Kit Kat bar, Tom. It was good.
But some sounds are worse than others. And then there's some sounds we actually enjoy hearing. And you'll see on YouTube, they have this thing called ASMR. And I forget exactly what it stands for, but it's this idea that there are sounds that will relax you and make you feel calm and relaxed.
Like the ocean waves.
Mm-hmm. That's a good example sometimes.
Have y'all seen the pickle lady? That's all she does. She eats pickles in ASMR. And it makes my skin crawl.
Okay, and there's other girls that are on there. They have long fingernails, and they'll, like, tap their fingernails on cans, and they'll talk just like this. Oh, this is making you feel very relaxed right now.
I think the whole thing is a bunch of hokum.
Is this making you feel relaxed if I talk like this? And they talk the whole conversation for 15 minutes. They'll talk like that.
Wow, you sat on the phone or sat on...
I had to do some research.
Yeah.
It's called autonomous sensory meridian response, which is a fancy way of saying, I'm going to rip you off. But, you know, basically some people are real into that. And so they did a study to ask people what sounds they love and hate. And you probably won't be surprised to find the number one most despised sound.
Despised?
Mm-hmm.
Car horn.
No, that one's up there, but not up the top.
Nails down a chalkboard.
That is it. Number one. Nails on a chalkboard.
Honestly, who really does that? It's in one movie.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it was that Jaws movie where the guy gets everybody's attention and puts his hand and down the chalkboard.
I've had a teacher do that to get our attention.
Really?
I was going to say, I think you watch too many movies or you think everything is movies because people do it in real life all the time. Kids in school do this all the time. It's anyone who gets a chance and is annoying will do that. They're like, oh, I'm going to annoy everyone, and they do the scratching sound.
I just don't see it.
Okay, well, you're not in schools very often.
Yeah, I'm not.
I wish I had a chalkboard right now.
Oh, that would be annoying.
All right. Now, this doesn't apply to me, but Cato thinks it does. Chewing with your mouth open. I chew with my mouth closed. I just have very thin cheek walls.
All right, take a vote.
Yeah.
I mean, I do chew with my mouth closed.
Not at all times.
Not all the time, but it's okay.
Tori videoed me the other day, and I was with my headset on, my Oculus, and I was eating. And you can clearly see I am chewing with my mouth closed.
You were that time.
Yeah. I chew my mouth closed all the time.
I had a roommate who would eat cereal, bowl of cereal. And like we would, you know, take a nap or whatever. And he would be crunching on his cereal so loud. Just annoy you. Or you're watching TV, trying to watch something, and he's crunching on Cap'n Crunch.
That's when you let it soak a little bit before
you
eat.
Yeah, he didn't.
Or the people who scratch their forks and stuff up against their plates. Oh.
I worked with a guy who would put the fork in his mouth to eat, and when he pulled it out, he'd pull it between his teeth.
Every time.
It's like chalk on nails on a chalkboard.
I worked with a guy that combs his hair with a fork.
And what noise does that make?
It doesn't make
any
noise.
Exactly. We're talking about noises here.
But we make fun of him.
All right, Tom. Loud talking can also be a very annoying noise.
Sure.
Right, Hawk?
I'm not a loud talker.
No, I'm talking about
okay.
Them too.
Yeah. Oh, Tori and Tom, man.
They get it going.
And they are loud. It's a loud conversation.
And the other morning I looked around and said, y'all have not shut up since you walked in this door.
Yeah, it needs to be like that. If you guys can have a conversation like those ASMR or whatever people.
We can't
people.
Because you got a speaker making so much noise over there. We can't hear each other.
They just don't like happiness, Tom.
They don't. You know what? Cato talks to you the same as I do. He just gets jealous when it's me instead of him.
So?
Exactly. All right. Smacking gum is an annoying sound.
Oh. Yes.
That is. That's very annoying. So my wife will agree with this one, snoring.
I can't say anything about that one because I snore. But back to the smacking, when people go, when they talk, you ever hear people, it's like they pop sometimes when they talk.
I've done it.
Stop.
I know, but you know what? You have some annoying habits too.
So
I don't know what you're talking about.
He always calls everybody else out.
No, I'm just saying, we need a little grace in here. I mean, that happens.
I'm the queen of annoying habits. I just didn't think we had enough time to go through them
all. Oh, okay.
Slurping is a sound that people can't stand. When someone slurps their soup, I have to agree that's very annoying.
Coffee.
Okay.
The next two surprised me. Farting and burping were unliked.
Why does that first one surprise you?
Well, I just don't know why it's so annoying to anyone. It's kind of funny, actually.
It's not really.
It depends.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny when we're in the middle of a break or someone's making eye contact and they just let it go and they don't flinch the whole time.
Okay, no.
That's Tom.
Okay. There's only one person that does that in here.
I've never done that
you know of.
Okay, yeah, true.
Now, what's funny to me is that the microphones apparently don't pick
that
up.
They don't pick it up. And
so everyone else is sitting here hearing this noise, and I'm talking, and no one listening has any idea that I have just lit the room up with a tuba sound.
Yeah, and thousands of people across the upstate just oblivious to it, and we're trying to, you know, remain, like, composed.
Because, you know why?
Why?
Because it's a funny sound.
If you could hear it, man, you know what we need to do? We need microphones down there.
No, we don't.
Oh, gosh.
This is why we leave the door open all morning, because we have to.
All right. Teeth grinding is annoying. And when someone clicks their tongue really loud.
That's what I was talking about.
I thought you were talking about smacking it.
That's exactly that.
So, what are some pleasant sounds? Yeah. I'll tell you coming up. The top 10 most pleasing sounds.
This right here. Yeah, I like that. I like that right there. Nothing.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We're going to tell you the sounds that are your favorite. We just did the sounds that you hate the most. First, though, quick shout out to Sofia Ragosa. Her birthday, we did not get in on the list, and I wanted to make sure we got it.
And that's a sound that's enjoyable when you hear someone shout out for your birthday.
Right? Yeah. Your name in general is something people love.
True.
Unless they bring the birthday cake to your table and singing birthday song to you. It's not as enjoyable.
But the cake's good.
Yeah.
That is not on the list of pleasant sounds, though, and I have told you the worst sound ever is scratching your fingers on a chalkboard. You know what was surprising that was not on the list of things people hate?
People clearing their throat constantly?
No, a baby crying.
Oh.
That's easily one of the most annoying sounds ever.
Yeah.
Well, it depends.
When?
Like if you're in a plane, at a restaurant.
If you can't get away from it,
yeah.
You can't escape that.
Right.
It's still pretty bad.
Yeah, and in a store, you know, kids. It's always annoying. Yeah.
It's always annoying. Yeah. Tell me when a baby crying isn't annoying.
Well, I guess even your baby, when it's your baby crying,
yes.
That's annoying too, yeah.
It doesn't bother me to hear them cry. It makes me sad because I feel bad for the mom or dad because I know they're panicking trying to get them to be quiet, but it doesn't bother me.
There's some weird people, Tom.
Yeah, there are. All right, so these are things that people found relaxing or pleasant to hear. I'll work our way up to the most pleasant sound of all.
Okay.
The sound of a pencil writing on paper is pleasant to some people.
I
can kind of see that.
You don't hear it much anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that or clicking of the typing something in on a computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not part of that at all.
Oh.
This is another one that's similar, though. Pages turning in a book is a pleasant sound.
No.
I think it could be one of those ASMR things.
Kind of makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, because usually it's you do this first, and then you have to turn the page. Yeah, no.
Stop.
I think they were talking about someone who is turning a page of the book, not trying to ruin every page in the book.
Okay.
Laughter in general.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Okay, maybe not.
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping you guys would join in.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out if we were doing a mating call for a baboon in Africa or a laugh.
Okay.
That was a mating call, too. Okay, person humming. I don't get that one. I think that might be annoying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A car engine humming. I think for some people that can be a very pleasant sound, but not everyone is into it as much as I am.
Who did they survey?
People.
I'm like, I don't agree with most of these.
I like my car humming because it lets me know it's still running.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've driven one of those half electric cars that shuts down like a
golf
cart.
Yeah, so annoying.
Mine'll turn off at a red light if you don't push
a
button.
That. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, I press that button on our van because it turns off when you come to a stop and you're like, I didn't turn you off.
Exactly.
Do what I tell you. All right, a ticking clock. That can be pleasant or it could be annoying.
Yeah.
Go either way.
It's according to the clock.
All right. Water droplets. That's another one. They could torture you to death with those. Wow, you can do that good, Data. How do you do that?
I don't know.
He's not even using his mouth. That is cool.
I'm out of breath.
That's honestly one of the coolest things I've ever seen you do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, pull your pants back up, though. That's weird.
Sorry.
All right. A baby laughing is a good sound.
Yeah. That's soothing. Fun. Yeah.
Other people's babies.
It's going to make you laugh or smile.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good singing.
I guess.
Think a good singing is enjoyable. And this was the number one most pleasant or relaxing sound out there. And I agree with it. Rain.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Rain.
That's the only one I agree with.
A nice thunderstorm, not too violent,
yes.
But just enough with some distant background rumbles here and there. That's napping or sleeping weather right there.
Yes. I'm surprised the ocean wasn't on here.
I am too, because the ocean is awesome.
Yeah.
I dated a girl who lived on the beach. Like she had a house on the beach. And the smell of the air is awesome.
Ew.
And, well, the beach, not some rotted place.
Okay.
And then it's like a clean, salty smell.
Yep.
And then the sound of that was so relaxing. It was actually relaxing.
I think mine was like mine was a band member with the cymbals.
And interesting, that wasn't on here.
Yeah, I think they missed another one. Another big one.
I think you're right. What was it?
Bacon. Cooking, like the sizzling of bacon.
Oh. Yeah. Until that grease pops you in the face.
No, we're not.
Oh, really? I cook nude.
You're not talking about bacon.
Pops you somewhere else.
It's very painful.
That's any sizzle. Like it's on a grill during the, you know, cookout. Yeah. And you throw a burger and steak on there.
Yeah, yeah, what are they missing here? Because I feel like there's a lot that they didn't get and a lot of odd ones that weren't that great.
The sound of the hot now light coming on at Krispy Kreme.
I don't know if that's a sound or not.
Yeah, it's like zzzz.
You're standing too close to those signs, I think.
There you go.
All right, let's see if there's any other obvious ones. A lot of forest sounds and birds.
You know, birds are soothing. Anytime you hear that, they say it's one of the number one things to make you relaxed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes cars passing by, too, can be kind of peaceful.
My friend likes to hear a car go through a puddle, like, psh.
Yeah.
Little splash sounds. Mm-hmm. She likes that.
All right, here's a couple of clever ones. The sound of your vacuum getting some of those crumbs up. When you hear it go clickety-clickety-click.
That's not soothing. It's satisfying, though.
Okay. Yeah. The click of your dog's nails on the floor at your house.
No, that's not soothing.
Coffee brewing.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what it sounds like anymore. It's like a K-cup machine.
Yeah.
Okay. Campfire. Sound of a campfire.
Oh, crackling.
Beer can opening, Kato.
Yes. Oh, this is a satisfying one. The sound of a mosquito flying into a bug zapper.
Yes. That is satisfying. Champagne cork popping.
I was going to say champagne.
Yeah, or a wine bottle.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
The sound of a baseball getting hit with a baseball bat or a golf ball getting hit with a golf ball club.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All right, your cell phone ringing.
No.
It's from your girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife. Questionable.
Depends on if he's seen the Amazon bill.
You got the ringtone, you know, that you know it's them.
And Kato, you mentioned one, silence, whenever your kids are taking a nap.
Yeah.
That one should be on the list.
Oh, a train in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I think that one gets much closer to the annoying side than the pleasant side.
Oh, I got one, a good soothing one. The Hawk and Tom Show every morning right here on B93.7. Listen to this. Say something, Tom.
Something, Tom.
Wow.
Nailed it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, do you want to bond with your family this Thanksgiving dinner or maybe around the Christmas holiday season?
What if I don't?
How about if you want to bond with your coworkers?
What if I don't?
One thing you got to do, and that is do a group dance, apparently.
Pass.
They've done some research on this. You know what? I guess the hokey pokey is what it's all about when it comes to relationships. Stick your left leg in, you take your left leg out. Or maybe that chicken dance at the wedding. You know, everybody's liking that. You can do the whip, the nay-nay.
I can see Mom doing the whip.
We do the shenanay.
You got the cha-cha slide out there, electric slide. You know, do you like doing the group dances?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I know you don't, Tom. But people who do group dances have higher pain tolerance than people who don't. So they got a bunch of pregnant women together. And
that's the dumbest, weirdest test I have ever heard of. Yeah. Oh, we're going to find out if people who do group dances can tolerate pain more than those who don't. Of course they can. They can tolerate the pain of looking like an idiot.
What were they dancing on? Some of them were on hot coals and some of them weren't?
No. Basically, this is what happened.
Well, the pain is the muscles because you've sat out there and done every line dance.
Yeah.
And I like it because it gives us single people a chance to dance without having to ask someone.
You can just kind of join in. And you don't look weird.
And when they go from the line dances to a regular song, you just jump in. There's somebody going to be there standing.
Yeah.
You just jump in front of them and start dancing. Yeah. You ain't got to ask.
So synchronized dancing isn't everybody's favorite thing, but dancing like with the YMCA, that's another one. Electric slide, any of those dances at weddings actually make you feel more connected to those dating or dancing with you. Each participant filled out a questionnaire about how they felt connected or how they felt after the dance anyway with the group. And researchers discovered that the dancers performing the same routine as the others in their group felt more connected with their peers afterwards. And they had these little bracelets on, I guess, and that would monitor their endorphins and all that stuff. and the level of endorphins their dancing produced. On the flip side, those who danced their own moves felt secluded from the group and saw that their pain threshold fell.
Wow. If you want to see some professional line dancers,
yeah,
during the summer at the Malden Cultural Center, there's the Beachin' Fridays. They have beach music.
Yeah.
This group will be off in front of the stage, and they're doing a line dance that's not one that I know.
Okay. Is it older people?
Yeah. And okay. They will keep in sync. I mean, it's like they've been practicing all week for that Friday night.
Are they practicing at the nursing home and getting...
Well, they're not that old.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But they're older. I mean, they need beach music. They love shagging, but it's just neat to watch them because they get into it. It's
shagging. When I try to do those group dances sometimes, I'm the one turned around backwards and everybody else is facing the other way.
Yeah, we hate people like that.
Well, you know what? You don't start out knowing the full dance. I'm like, do you practice that one at home by yourself before you get, professional level?
They tell you what to do.
Well, not all of them.
Turn to the left.
Hot Night Joe doesn't. That one still throws me off. I can't ever get it. I'll turn and I'm like, why are we facing each other? Yeah. Oh, dang, it's me.
Hey, how you doing there, sir? Nice to see you. Yeah, but or you're the one that's hitting people in the face. You're doing your arms the wrong way.
Yeah, that's when you're going to be in pain.
I agree. I agree.
The rest of them dancers.
But apparently this actually helps build and it's bonding. So if you want to have some fun this Thanksgiving, get Granny and everybody in the living room, move the furniture around, say, hey, we're going to do some line dancing here.
I believe you on the bonding. The pain tolerance thing seems like a total left field weirdo thing. It makes no sense.
Well, if you're doing all that in high heels, your pain tolerance is going to go up because eventually your feet will go numb.
But you know what I see with the girls? They always have that, it's like a shoe sale on the dance floor. You got the, 13 shoes all clumped up together.
Yes.
Well, yeah, one of them doesn't have a foot, apparently. I said 13 shoes. sorry about that. She's doing her best out there.
She's leaning to the left.
Bless her heart.
I know. Go ahead, dance it up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.